morning, everyone. Thanks, Chris, and thanks, Gary, for what you shared. It's really good when you see if God's Word and if His Spirit in us, if we go out, how that can affect the world. That's just a good thing to see how God's goodness can be spread in that way. This morning, for a message, I think I'd like to just change a little bit in our direction. This morning we were speaking a lot of going out and communicating God's goodness to others. But this morning I would like to focus a little bit more, bring our focus back to our own journey and us as a body maybe, that we would be strengthened, that we would be equipped, because unless we are strong, unless we are connected to Jesus, we will falter and we will utterly fail when we go out. So before we get into the message, could I do a little bit of an experiment with you guys? Would you guys just rise? And you're good to sit down now. We'll come back to that later. So this morning, there's three questions I would like you to ask yourself as we go through this day, through this message. And one of them is, has God ever spoken to you personally? Have you ever heard God's voice or call upon your life? And the second question I'd like to ask is, what is our response when He speaks, or what is your response when He speaks? And then the third question is there anything that could possibly influence our response when He speaks? So those are the three questions as we go through this scripture, through thinking about a couple things here that I want you to be asking yourself. When God speaks to me, how do I respond? And is there anything that is influencing my response to Him? So I thought I would just pick up three characters in the Bible. We're going to look at God's call upon their life. We're going to look at their response and the reason for their response, and see if we can learn something from that. So I picked Adam, Abraham, and then Jonah. So we're going to just go look at their lives, look at God's call upon their life, look at their response to the call, and then the scriptures have recorded for our benefit, it states why they responded that way, and then we want to see if we can learn something and apply to our own lives in our call, in God's call upon our life. See, every one of us has been created for a purpose, and God has a call upon our lives, and we get to respond to that call. And there's, I believe, something that really influences our response to that call. So if we just take Adam for the first one, in Genesis 2:15, it says, "The Lord placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord warned him, 'You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die.'" So that was the call of God to Adam. Very clear. And then in Genesis 2:6, we can see their response. "So she took some of the fruit and ate it, and we also know she gave to Adam, and Adam ate it." So God gave them a call, and their response was disobedience. Genesis 3, it says, "A serpent was shrewdest of all wild animals the Lord had made. One day he asked the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat the fruit of any of the trees in the garden?' 'Of course we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden,' the woman replied. 'It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we're not allowed to eat.' God said, you must not eat it or even touch it or you will die. And this is a serpent saying, you won't die. The serpent replied to the woman, God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. And then the next words is what I'd like to just have us contemplate upon. It says, the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So God placed a call upon her life of what to do. Their response was disobedience. But the reason their response was disobedient was because the woman was convinced that God was keeping something from her. Do you think that Eve thought God was a good God? Then we see another call upon Adam and Eve's life. Just in a couple verses down, it says, when the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord walking around in the garden, so they hid from the Lord among the trees. And then God called again. He said, where are you? And the response was hiding. He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. The reason for this response was fear. Do you think Adam and Eve, as they heard God walking in the garden, their minds, they believed that God was a good God, that God really cared about them and had their best interest in mind? See, God calls all of us. Every one of us has a very unique call upon our lives, like God created us for a purpose. And we are all responding. But I believe if we view God as a good God, or if we don't view God as a good God, that will make a world of difference if we respond in obedience or if we do not. If we move down to Abraham's story, Genesis 12, it says, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. God's call upon Abraham to move out. Hebrews 11, we read, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed God when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. See, Abraham actually moved out, and he never saw the fulfillment that we see today. And then Hebrews 11, it says, Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city which eternal foundation, a city designed, built by God. Do you think when God's call came upon Abraham's life, that he thought, God is a good God? God has my best interest in mind? The scriptures then says that God decided to test Abraham. Genesis 22, it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called, and Abraham just replied, yes, here I am. Then God said, take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. Abraham's response was, The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. In Hebrews, we can read again why he had this response. It says, "It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promise, was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac, even though God had told him, 'Isaac is through whom your descendants will be counted.' Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God would be able to bring him back to life. When Abraham went through that test, do you think his foundational belief in God was that God is a good God? We have one more story that we want to look at in the scriptures here. It's a very unique story. It's different. It's an individual that had a second opportunity to God's call upon his life. Yet he had deep anger towards how God related and how God was graceful to people that turned back to him. In Jonah 1, where we can read, the Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. And we all know Jonah's response. He took off the other way. And then he boarded the ship. The storm came up. He was thrown overboard. God had created this large fish, swallowed him. 3 days later, threw him out on the land. And then it says, God's call came back to Jonah for the second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. This time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh. But let's take a look at his response here. So he went through the city, he preached repentance, and the people repented, and he was disappointed. It says, this change of plans, God then repented, and he did not destroy the people. It says, this change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive. If what I predicted will not happen, the Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry about this? So those are the three stories from Scripture that I want us to consider. So could we just conclude then if God calls us, we would all say that appropriate response from us would be obedience to that call. Is that right? So could we just conclude then that we all know that let's just all decide we're gonna do that. We go home, maybe we pray for each other that we would do that. We would encourage each other to just respond. And that's how we would leave from here. I'd like to just throw something out for you to consider. What if instead of just deciding that we're going to obey, we're going to respond? We would step back and ask ourselves, how do I view God? How do I really see God? Who is he to me? See, Adam and Eve, I think they viewed God different than Abraham. And I think Jonah knew in his head that God was good, but I don't think he embraced it personally. See, this morning, I asked you guys to stand up. Did any of you wonder if I was going to hurt you? I don't think many of you thought, right? You just stood up. And I'm just a person, yet we trust each other like that. How would it be if we would know God's goodness so fully that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we would just respond? See, I think our key to obedience is to knowing that the Father is good. But here is the problem. We live in a very broken world. See, God has designed, and he set it up this way. He wants the world to know who he is. And he's taken people like myself, yourself, and he wants to show the world his goodness in us by the way we live. But many times we don't live that way. See, a father has pity on a child. The way he relates to a child, God is trying to demonstrate to the world, that's how I care for you. Many of us have parents that maybe have hurt us, and as parents, we have hurt our children, and we have not demonstrated this as God intended that. And same as a husband loves his wife. How many husbands have been a perfect example of that? I have not. But see, God entrusted us to do that. We didn't come through. And because of this, because we live in this broken environment, broken people, broken circumstances, we look at our broken situation and we tend to blame God for that. Or I have already in my life. We take the pain that we have in our lives and we question God if he's good. We may even come to the point where we say, God, if that is who you are, we don't want anything to do with you. Can you see how living in a broken world can set us up to not believe that God is good? So instead of today deciding whatever you already know you've been called to do, or whatever calls upon your life, instead of deciding today that I want to just do that, I'm just going to go home and do it, would it be a better option just to say, you know what, I want to get to know the love of the Father. I want to experience his fullness, his goodness, because when he calls and I'm convinced in my heart that he's good, we will just respond and follow. But when we question his goodness, we will have doubt, We will have reservation. We will have fear. What if the solution of a full response of obedience would be if we allow our hearts and minds to focus on God's goodness, allow our faith to grow where we trust Him so completely that our hearts just respond in obedience? Those are the thoughts I want you to think about, to consider, just to ponder. And you know, we can't just wake up one morning and decide, I'm going to believe that God is good when we're hurting. That's not how life works. Got a couple scripture verses here I want to just read off to us. See, God allowed humans to represent Him knowing that they will disappoint. But mixed in the scriptures, God is throwing hope out to us. He has put a message out to us that He wants us to latch on. And to believe Him. Like I really think probably the majority of us have been hurt by Christian people. And as Christians, we have also hurt others. And we need to sort through that. We need to sort through that and not lose sight of the goodness of God. We may need to just, for myself, I know many times I just need to get alone with God. Maybe things that have hurt me, just separate them aside and just be alone with God and recognize His good favor upon my life. Jesus in John 17 said, after saying these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that He can give glory back to you. For you have given Him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given Him. And this is the way to eternal life. Is it to obey His call? Or is it to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one who sent to earth? 1 John 3 reads, anyone who continues to live in sin is not, anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know Him or understand who He is. See, if we would know the Father's love completely, and we would believe He is a complete good God, our ability to sin would no longer be there. It's our doubt that He is good that actually causes us to sin. Matthew 11 says, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Paul, who was a leader in the early church, he wrote in Philippians 3, he said, I once thought these things were valuable, referencing to the law, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. So that was Paul's solution of finding his way through in life was to know the Father, to know that He's good. In conclusion here, God has called every one of you personally. But we live in a broken world. We have been hurt and we have hurt. See, if we can find our way through there and come before God and see Him as a good God, we will never have to worry, never have to be concerned about obedience, because our heart will automatically respond to His call upon our life. And my prayer for us as a congregation in this following week is just that we would find time in our busy schedules, in our broken world, in this coming week, just to come before God and to allow Him to convince us, to show us that He deeply cares about us. He loves us. He's for us. He's not against us. Let that penetrate into our hearts. Embrace that love. And I think we need to continue coming back to Christ in that way. And that is where we receive our strength to obey Him. But the focus is to be complete in Him. Then I want to just leave us with Jesus' words yet in Matthew 7. See, if we have really been hurt, if it's really dark, to just decide that God loves me, that's a hard journey. That's a hard, hard thing to do when nothing feels lovely. But Jesus leaves an invitation to everyone here today. He says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened up. So I don't know where you are in your journey today, but if you are struggling to see that God is good, be okay with that. That's actually okay to admit that I am struggling to see that God is good. But then just let the broken world aside and come to the Father and just ask Jesus. Remember, bring to memory the blessings He's given you, and ask Him, would you please reveal your goodness to me? Because when we are persuaded that God is good, our life changes. Just want to leave that thought with you, and God bless you as you seek His goodness.